Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Barely 2 weeks after the U.S. polls closed in an election, he is now projected to lose. President Donald Trump took to Twitter to fire the official responsible for spearheading efforts to secure the vote. Trump late Tuesday berated the director of the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, Christopher Krebs, for making what he called a highly inaccurate statement about the election, alleging the November 3rd presidential election was marred by massive improprieties and fraud. Krebs responded to his firing on social media, saying he was honored to serve and that his team did it right. The Pentagon announced hundreds of U.S. troops will be coming home in the weeks to come, following President Trump's order to remove about 2,000 service members from Afghanistan and 500 troops from Iraq before next year's U.S. presidential inauguration. Acting Secretary of Defense Chris Miller told reporters on Tuesday, by January 15th, there will be 2,500 U.S. troops in Afghanistan and a similar total in Iraq by the same date. Both Republican and Democrats in Congress have expressed skepticism about the president's decision to withdraw troops at this time. Nicaraguans picked through the broken remains of their hurricane-ravaged homes on Tuesday, while Iota was downgraded to a tropical storm as it continued its advance across Central America, just weeks after Hurricane Ida devastated parts of the region. For more news, please join us, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News.